This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture Card. Earn unlimited 2x miles on every purchase. Plus, earn unlimited 5x miles on hotels and rental cars booked through Capital One Travel. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
For NPR Music, you're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan with a sweet new song from Courtney Marie Andrews. She's been making music since she was 13, and she was a backing singer and keyboardist with Jimmy Eat World at the age of 18. Her new music is quite different from that, and this song, produced by Sam Evian, that I want to play, is called These Are the Good Old Days, and it's all about living in the present.
I think in this fast-paced world, it's very easy to live in a state of trepidation for the future or hurts from the past. Straddling both of those is most likely going to take you out of the now. And I think that I've spent a lot of my life with my nostalgia goggles on, or, you know, as I say in the song, one foot in the future. I realize that I'm a lot happier when I'm living in the now and not thinking too much about, you know, the sandwich of the past and the future. And so I really wanted to kind of make a song, a feel-good song about that, while still acknowledging that it's hard and that hurts come up. But the end goal is to try and kind of live in a state of remembering the now, which is a mantra I've been trying to remind myself of constantly in these times. As far as the music goes for this, the amazing Chris Bear from Grizzly Bear added lots of beautiful textural drums. It was one of my favorite drum songs that he did on the record. And one of my favorite things he did was he added some off-key little cowbell tinklies on the chorus. And when we heard that, we were like, ah, that's just like this beautiful little earworm that Sam and I really were surprised and excited about.
Courtney Marie Andrews and her song, These Are the Good Old Days. It'll be on our new album, Loose Future, which is out October 7th on Fat Possum. Beth Orton is about to release her first album in 6 years. The record's called Weather Alive, and it's the first time the British singer has self-produced an album in nearly 30 years of releasing music. I'll play the stunning song, Forever Young.
I was working with Oliver Krauss, who is the string arranger and player who wrote the strings and arranged the strings for Trailer Park and Central Reservation. And when I started to write the words, I suppose the key lyric in this is, you know, my love, don't you sing to me? Am I not your poetry? And I think that, what would I say about that without sounding too new agey? It's just like, you know, love has its own poetry. And I think each person desires to be their lover's poetry, and they don't feel like they are. They question it. But then it developed into another story when the lockdown happened, and, you know, we were tied to our devices, to our TVs. We couldn't go anywhere. And we were suddenly, I think, very, in a good way, you know, tuned into what was happening in the world politically. You know, there was no escape. And themes started to kind of tie in, you know, like webs into all the songs I was writing. There was no way that it couldn't. And, you know, the idea of people being killed before their time was something we were witness to, especially in America. I mean, you know, I was in England, but watching from England what was happening with the riots, with Black Lives Matter, with the whole situation, the whole unfolding and elements of that reality. Breonna Taylor came into the song, the idea of someone being there 1 minute, gone the next, and the brutality of that. I was speaking to the idea of, you know, someone being as beautiful as they ever were, they are still as vibrant and as alive, and sometimes, you know, it's impossible to believe that they're gone. So yeah, all these threads get pulled into songs along the way. Many stories make up a final song.
Beth Orton singing Forever Young from her new album Weather Alive. That's W-E-A-T-H-E-R, Alive. And that album's out this Friday, September 23rd. I'm kind of growing weary of the sorts of vocal effects that play with pitch over these many years. But when I heard Mia Folick's new song, Oh God, the vocoder sound she was using was simply chilling. The song is from her new EP called 2007, a record, like the other songs on the show, takes a look at time and experiences with reflection.
I wrote Oh God with Mike Malchikoff at his studio. It started on acoustic guitar, and it was one of those songs that came about fairly quickly. But I think at the time, I was feeling a big change needed to happen in my life, but that I was resisting it at the same time. Like, I knew it needed to happen, I wanted it to happen, but I also didn't want it to happen, and I was afraid. And then when we started to write the chorus, I knew that I really wanted to have this vocoder effect. What it does sonically for me is it feels like this other thing, this other power is having an effect on the vocal and controlling it. And there's something about that that feels analogous to a panic attack where you're feeling out of control. You're feeling like this panic, this anxiety has taken over your body. The chorus is meant to feel quite chaotic, but also very focused, which I think to me is what anxiety can feel like. It's a chaotic feeling that is very condensed into one part of my body and makes me feel out of control.
Oh God, do I need God? Who is God? I've never had God. Oh God. I don't ever want to be alone. Maybe I should call my mom and say I'm moving home. I'm tired of saying bless this mess, but I'm too in love with Los Angeles. If I give up, I'll regret it when I'm old. Fucking off and watching trashy TV, spending all my 20s not believing anything. Oh God, do I need God? Who is God? I've never had God.
Mia Folick from her EP 2007. It's out now, and her fall tour has just begun. And if you get a chance to see her, do so. It's break time, and you're listening to All Songs Considered from NPR Music.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Hulu. Dive into the chilling new Hulu original series, Under the Bridge, the riveting adaptation of the acclaimed true crime book. Based on shocking true events, Under the Bridge tells the haunting story of a murder that lays bare a small community's darkest secrets. Go deep into the hidden world of the town's tormented teenagers as detectives race to solve the sinister crime. Starring Riley Keough and Lily Gladstone, Under the Bridge is now streaming with new episodes Wednesdays, only on Hulu. Support for NPR and the following message come from the American Cancer Society. Dr. Alpa Patel leads a team that researches cancer risk factors, and she shares how her team makes an impact.
We always do what we like to think of as actionable science. So the work that we do makes its way to things like nutrition and physical activity guidelines for cancer.org, where millions of people come each year to learn about how they can better prevent cancer.
To learn more, go to cancer.org.
Do you ever wish you could get your stories in 3 hours rather than 3 minutes? Or maybe you're sick of doom scrolling, getting your news in bits and pieces. That is where Embedded comes in. We bring you documentary series that will change the way you think about things. Find us wherever you get your podcasts.
It's All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan with new music from Hand Habits and the music of Meg Duffy. On this new song, Meg is joined by Amelia Meath from Sylvanesso, who wrote the words for this collaboration. Here's Amelia, then Meg, to take us through the song, Under the Water.
Hey, everybody in Radioland. Thanks so much for asking me to talk about Under the Water. We just put it out with our dear friend Meg from Hand Habits on our record label, Psychic Hotline. Under the Water, I wrote in the deep pandemic. Meg had just sent a beautiful guitar track to us, and it was one of those rare songs that just kind of flowed out really fast, and it's oddly close to my heart. I think it's maybe because it's all about the small intimacies of being a young person in bodies of water.
A couple years ago, I got really into making these little short, almost meditations with my nylon string classical guitar, and I would make some collage, sort of loop-based, just for fun projects. And Amelia and Nick, also from Sylvanesso, during the deep dregs, the darkness of lockdown, asked a couple friends to send over anything we might have laying around that hadn't been released that we were excited about that could be used for collaboration. And Under the Water came from that prompt.
Hand Habits, and the song featuring Amelia Meath is called Under the Water. It's one of two songs released as part of the Psychic Hotline single series. The other song is called Greatest Weapon. Another wonderful collaboration comes from Will Sheff, who you may know from Acaville River. That band put out 9 albums, and the last one coming out in 2018. Now Will Sheff has a debut solo project called Nothing Special that includes a collaboration with Cassandra Jenkins on a song called in the thick of it.
Hey, Bob, I apologize for the voice. I've got a touch of bronchitis, and you might hear in the background of this phone memo that there's some construction going on across the street. I just got back from walking the dog and trying to buy some stuff at the pharmacy to take care of myself. And all of this is very germane to the discussion of this song, In the Thick of It, because In the Thick of It is a song about trying to do a little dance, trying to find a little moment of grace and serenity and elegance in the middle of everything swirling about you day to day in the way that it tends to do. It was a song that was written at the very, very beginning of 2021. My partner and I had been cooped up all year before that, just like everybody. And we needed to get out to save our sanity. And we went into the desert, and it was in the desert that I wrote this song with my guitarist, Will Grafe. And then after a little while, when it was nearing the end, I decided to call up my other friend, Cassandra Jenkins, and asked her to sing on it. So this is a little bit of a song about trying to do some kind of little dance to reclaim some movement of grace in the middle of everything else that's always going on all the time, all around your head.
Hey, yeah. sun sets, it gets cold. The snow is a sudden surprise. And baby, the earth is the love of our lives. I'm thinking of taking that ocean sidewalk, making my way to the end of the dock, there to rock under runaway skies. It's a dance you do in the thick of it.
Will Sheff, along with Cassandra Jenkins, on a song called In the Thick of It. Will Sheff's debut solo album, Nothing Special, is out October 7th. And finally, in the spirit of collaboration, four of Washington, D.C.'s best-known musicians on D.C.'s most respected label have combined efforts for a project called Hammered Hulls. The singer, Alec Mackay, was active in the D.C. hardcore scene in bands that included Untouchables and The Faith. Mary Timoney's projects included Helium, Wild Flag, and X-Hex. The album is on Discord Records, long the voice of the Washington, D.C. hardcore scene since 1980, and it's produced by Ian Mackay, one of the label's founders and the voice of Fugazi and Minor Threat. Hammered Hull's debut album was recorded at Inner Ear Studio, maybe the last album recorded there, and it was engineered, of course, by Don Santara. Lots of names here, including the spark behind all of this, Mark Cisneros and Chris Wilson. So here's Alec Mackay to take us to the Hammered Hull song, Boilermaker's Notch. I'm Bob Boylan for NPR Music. It's All Songs Considered.
Well, everybody in the band has been at it various ways for a long time. Mark Cisneros and Chris Wilson were primal elements in this band, and then they schemed and drew me and Mary into the fold. And I think Mark just had so many songs banging around in his head and falling out of his pockets and his mind. And Chris and Mary and I delivered our strengths and our weaknesses, as they may be, to the songs, and they quickly took shape. And speaking for myself, and I think the others would agree that the songwriting and practice room experience was fortifying and triumphal. And we're very happy to get these songs down to vinyl and silicon and released into the ether and however people are consuming music these days. And having Ian and Don help catch these songs and hold them loose enough to keep them feeling free made all the difference. We're just happy to get this record out into the world.
Boilermaker's Notch, take one, it's rolling. We'll be right back.
This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture Card. Earn unlimited 2x miles on every purchase. Plus, earn unlimited 5x miles on hotels and rental cars booked through Capital One Travel. Your next trip is closer than you think with the Venture Card from Capital One. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture X Card. Earn unlimited 2x miles on everything you buy. Plus, get access to a $300 annual credit for bookings through Capital One Travel. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com.
Across America, history is often recorded on small markers. You've probably seen them on the sides of roads, in front of buildings, in the middle of nowhere. NPR's Laura Sullivan spent a year investigating thousands of markers and found a distorted version of America's history, but also curiosities, humor, and joy. Listen to the new episode of The Sunday Story on the Up First podcast from NPR.